Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting third. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eddie Phillips. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Heinie Scubbel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Sorel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vic Sorel. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexander scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McManus moves to second. Heinie Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause strikes out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Lyons reaches second base with a double. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Lyons scores. Ma still moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Com reaches second base with a double. Ma still scores. Metzler scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Krause fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Alexander hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. Heilman moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunfield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Hunfield reaches second base with a double. Reynolds moves to third. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Reynolds scores. Hunfield moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. Krause takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hunfield scores. Krause moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Scubble. Krause scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mostill moves to second. George Smith now pitching. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mostill scores. Metzler moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. Clancy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dutch Hoffman now playing center field. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoffman. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Heinie Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 0 for 1 in the game. Scubble strikes out. One out. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Sissel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunfield. The throw from Phillips and he is safe. Hunfield steals second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. Sissel takes first base on ball 4. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunfield. The throw from Phillips and he is out, McManus applying the tag. Sissel moves to second. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Krause takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sissel. The throw from Phillips and he is out, McManus applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heilman moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Smith. Lyons moves to second. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Metzler bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Smith. Lyons moves to third. Hoffman moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Com takes first base on ball 4. Lyons scores. Hoffman moves to third. Metzler moves to second. It's 8-2, White Sox. Lil Stoner now pitching. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 3 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Hoffman scores. Metzler moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-2, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Stoner covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Scubbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubbel is 0 for 2 in the game. Scubbel strikes out. Two outs. John Stone pinch hits for Lil Stoner. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Augie Prudhomme now pitching. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Buck Redfern now playing shortstop. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rice tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-3, White Sox. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hoffman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-3, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Kham hits a pop-up towards short. Scubble settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Clancy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kham fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Phillips hits a pop-up towards third. Kamm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Scubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Scubbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Augie Prudhomme. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kamm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Barnes now pitching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.